Hello. Thank you for tuning into the For What For Who podcast. My name is Courtney Croucher, and I'm really excited to have you here. I've always been obsessed with self-development and pop culture and everything that influences how we live our lives, which is why we're here today, because I believe that with everything you do, every decision you make, for what, for who, my intention is for this to be a resource for people who want to have better relationships, health, professional growth, balance in your lives, and self-love. Subscribe to hear my journey along with special guests every Monday for a blunt approach to living life unapologetically on your terms. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I hope you're all doing well. I cannot believe we're entering the last week of April. I feel like my weekly episodes start off me not believing what time it is and what time of the year it is because time is just flying by so fast. And everyone says that when you get older, time just continues to speed up. But I'm starting to understand that now, and it's kind of freaking me out. I don't know if anyone else is really feeling that, but I feel like since the world opened up, like the days used to feel so long, but the weeks and months would still go by fast. Where now the days are going by fast, the weeks are going by faster, and the months are definitely flying by. So if you're feeling that way too, just know that you're not alone in it, because my God, I'm like, my head's just spinning. I cannot believe that we're already, another Monday's come around, you know? And I mean, we're always blessed to have another Monday. Tomorrow's never promised, so definitely grateful for that. But I'm just like, holy shit, time's flying by. But last episode, I talked about a lot of the stuff that's going on and how to survive tough periods. And through these situations that I'm kind of experiencing, I've finally started to kind of take a step back and kind of throw my hands up and from taking so much control. Because sometimes when you try to take control of everything, you take not only control of nothing, because a lot of things we're trying to control, we don't already have control over. But also, I feel like sometimes it scatters our brains and we lose focus on where we're even trying to direct our energy and what we're actually trying to improve. It can almost create like further distractions beyond what we're actually trying to accomplish and what we're actually pursuing in whatever areas of our lives, right? And I think that with self-development, I don't know if this is like for anyone, but I know for me, I get kind of all or nothing mentality, and it's something I've like been working on over the years, but I kind of go balls to the wall and then I burn out and then I like lose the discipline sometimes. And I think that comes from trying to do so much at once and not, you know, the small things that compound into massive interest over time, not speaking in investment terms, but even just working out, like rather than doing all of the things, like just starting so small. And I've had to learn that patience. I think it's not only a lack of patience, but a sense of like security or control if I rush and do everything now. But what I've learned over the years is that patience does typically improve the overall experience. It takes a lot of anxiety out and a lot of pressure. But also you get to observe more clearly of what's going on. And so, you know, through all of the shit, I'm finally kind of taking an audit of my life and being like, okay, what do I have control over? What do I not? And what am I trying to like move forward with? Like, what am I doing here in each area of my life? And figuring out like what isn't working, what is working, and just kind of asking myself those questions. Now, when we do that, it's difficult sometimes to take an audit of our lives because it typically requires us to face things that aren't working and things that maybe we're not showing up for ourselves enough in specific areas and ways that maybe we've been self-sabotaging and not keeping our promises to ourselves and creating that reputation that we want to keep with ourselves. And that's why I titled this episode, Am I the Drama? Because I started to recognize some situations that have happened in my life in multiple different facets of my life. where I'm like, oh, like I reacted in a specific way. But now that I look back, I don't know that that was actually fact. But in my mind, it felt like it was. And sometimes you even take a breath. Maybe you had an altercation with someone and you walk away, you think for an hour, and you come back with whatever your response is, right? And that's something where I had a conversation with somebody, and I'm now looking back on the conversation. It's been about a week now. And I'm like, I'm reading the conversation very differently again. Like, it was over messaging, which is already has so many rooms for errors and miscommunication. You can't tell their tone and you just don't know. Without a proper, you know, voice-to-voice conversation, it doesn't always have to be in person, but just like hearing their tone, I think already changes the thing and the delivery. But I also was in a place last week that I read this message that it really flagged some insecurities. It was like a, you know, when you like break out into hives and you have an allergic reaction to something, it was like an insecurity flare up. And I didn't actually recognize it at the time until now. I've had a moment to kind of not even debrief it, because I really didn't talk about it. It's more about just over the course of the week, I'm realizing that there's a lot of things that maybe I need to continue to work on. And I was like, oh, that's why this was bothering me so much. Oh, this is what I could have done better, right? Like all of those light bulb moments started to happen. And I don't know if this is the same for everybody else, but I do struggle realizing I'm human. Like I'm a Leo, right? My ego is inflated. And oftentimes I want to feel like I think it's the pursuit of perfectionism, which is always a losing game, but that I just always have my shit together and that I'm on it. And because I work so hard, sometimes it sucks to realize that your energy is like maybe not being put in the right directions, and that even though you're trying, it's like not fixing the thing at the root. And maybe it's because I'm also impatient, so then I'm like, well, now I'm wasting time going in the wrong direction, and now I have to backtrack almost. But like that's kind of the part of healing. Like the part of healing is not only being able to accept your mistakes and what you knew then and how you can move forward in a more positive way, but also being able to recognize that and have like that better recovery within your own self of like that recognition and then reflection, and then moving forward with a maybe different response, whatever the scenario is. And I've realized that there's still so much control we have. And it's funny because you got to practice what you preach, right? And I feel like I'm so good at telling everyone else this, but sometimes it's hard to take my own advice. And everything that we do is some sort of choice. There is, in some sort of way, because even if you can't choose what happens to you, you can choose how you respond. And I know for me that sometimes that accountability factor within my own self can be a struggle, because self-sabotage can take over. It really can. But when we recognize where we could have gone better, where we could have, you know, led with maybe more patience, more grace, more curiosity rather than assumption, you know, all the things that are kind of removing the ego from whatever the scenario is, that's when we obviously grow and heal as people. And it's always this, it's a never-ending pursuit, right? And I think that sometimes I forget that myself, even though I love self-development and I'm constantly talking about it, I'm constantly consuming it. Sometimes I think I trick myself into consuming so much content around self-development that I trick myself into thinking I'm doing it, doing the actual work. But in hindsight, or like in reality, I'm actually just staying busy listening to other people talk about self-development, but not actually getting deep within myself. And doing the deep work is not fucking fun. Realizing that you might be the common denominator between certain things and certain patterns in your life is so uncomfortable. Like, I can't even tell you, right? And it makes you want to curl into a ball and just fucking cry your eyes out, because our intention can be so different from what we're actually doing, right? And once we're unaware, when we're unaware of it, it's just ignorance is bliss. But when suddenly we're open to it, we're like, oh, fuck. At least that is for me, because I care so much about a certain person and life that I want to have and the person I want to become and embody. And I'm trying to change my language around scarcity and want, rather than, because when you say want, it's like it's a lack of, right? That you don't already have it. Where if you say like you desire, you intend, I actually learned this from Jay Shetty's podcast. Big Sean was talking about it, and oh my God, I would die for Big Sean. Side note, like, would let him run me over and I would say thank you. Everything they were talking about with this, like even just the language, like the way you speak about your life and what you desire literally manifests into reality, right? And I do believe this, but sometimes I forget this, and it's always a good reminder. And so getting real with ourselves and the patterns that we have, not only is it uncomfortable, but it's the most crucial part. Like, it's the work. That's the work that is necessary for your growth, is the exact shit that we're avoiding to do. Now, it's crazy because I feel like cutting out alcohol was this like catalyst for so much deeper work. And I didn't really prepare for that. Like, obviously, if you've listened to the podcast and follow me on socials, like my sober curious lifestyle started with just dry January, and we're going on like 5 months now, and just like 5 months next week. So it's crazy to go from dry January to realizing that maybe I do need to take a break and to reevaluate my relationship with alcohol and why I'm numbing out and why I'm using it as a crutch and why do I black out every time I drink, and really like getting quite deep within those reflections. It also like blew up a lot of shit in my life because I was finally clear-headed to see it and clear-headed to see my role in each of those situations. And that accountability is so crucial because, like I said earlier, not everything that you experience is your fault in any way, but how you respond to it is, how you allow that thing to dictate the rest of your story. Like, you are the author and you get to control the narrative. So if you continue to stay stuck in a certain narrative in the stories we tell ourselves, then it's going to just continue to play out. But changing that mindset and changing the way that the reframe is huge. It's the same way that you'll hear people talk about their biggest failures in their lives or the careers, the relationships, and how much they learned from it. And it's so interesting how there's like statistics that show that people during COVID, of course, like COVID and the shit that happened in terms of people actually dying and like the overall sickness of it is awful. But the fact that this all happened so globally, like it impacted every single person on the planet. So we don't have that happen, right? Typically, if a war is going on, of course, like maybe the war is seeing it on the news, but it might not directly impact like everyone. Or maybe you don't care because you're just like in your own world. You don't look at the news. Like, you might not even know, right? But with this, it was something that truly impacted everyone in some sort of way. And having that space as a collective to question how our daily routines are either serving us or hurting us is insane. Like, I talk to women all day, every day, and it's so interesting hearing just like the work from home versus going back into the office conversation and who prefers what and what companies are doing and how they're pivoting. Like, it's completely changing how future generations work and make money and living situations. Like, it's so fascinating how much it's changing society and culture. And a lot of people are talking about it, but I don't think we realize how much our world got this minute to breathe and got this minute to decide how they want their life to look like moving forward. Like, I know so many people who no longer saw the value in commuting an hour each way to work because they're like, that is 2 hours away from my life every single day. Some people enjoy it. You know, it depends on the person. Of course, it's always personal. But just having that room to think about it and do that audit and see how, especially 2 years past, and some people aren't like any different than after surviving a global pandemic. And I think that is actually, you know, highlighting some light bulbs for people as well in their lives, because they're like, oh shit, 2 years has gone by and actually nothing changed, but I'm still like not confronting it. You know, I kept telling myself that I'm waiting for this and then I'm waiting for that. Oh, it's not the perfect time. But like, it's never that perfect time to address shit in your life that's not serving you anymore. The toxic patterns, the toxic people, all of it. And the role that we play within that is the one that I want to talk about even further today. Because looking in the mirror, you know, our self-worth and the relationship we have with ourselves is something that will carry out in all of the different relationships we have in our lives, right? I truly believe that, because the relationship with ourselves sets a standard for what we allow in our day-to-day lives from other people. And I don't think that it's necessarily, if you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. I don't think that's necessarily true. But I do think that the relationship with yourself sets a standard and can directly impact the decisions that you make moving forward. Because if you don't have a strong sense of self and a strong sense of self-worth, then you may be leading with so many limiting beliefs and leading with like insecurity that can create a desperate energy and can really like take things on maybe a more negative path, not even realizing what the possibilities are for you in your life and the relationships you have. So it's super interesting seeing how when that like kind of when the curtain is pulled back and the smoke and mirrors are gone and you realize that no one's going to change it for you, whatever you're doing, whether it's the pattern, whether it's the toxic cycles you're putting yourself in, maybe it's self-sabotaging, maybe it's, you know, the role you're playing in your own life of keeping you held back. That could look like in your mindset, in your habits, in your, the way you speak about yourself, your life, other people. There's so many things there, right? And once that is peeled back and now you're forced to confront it, then it really becomes a choice, because it's like, okay, now you know better. Are you going to do better with this information, or are you going to choose to stay stuck? Now, it doesn't matter if you're stuck if you don't care, but I'm going to assume that most people who listen to this podcast are wanting to continue to evolve. And majority of the people that put themselves out there to learn how to be better are consuming this type of content. So I'm just going to assume that everyone in this audience is trying to actively evolve, because the people who aren't probably are not searching self-development podcasts. So it's crazy, because when we think of the... my mom, actually, I'm going to tell a personal anecdote. So my mom and I and my sister went up to go see my grandpa on Easter weekend. And we were chatting about just some of the stupid shit I say. And I don't know how we got onto the subject, but nevertheless, there are some lists. Both my mom and my sister keep lists of shit that I say. Because sometimes I just, you know, you listen to this podcast, you know that stuff just flies out of my mouth. And I definitely have no filter. So... there was one where I guess I said to my mom, this must have been when I moved to Vancouver, probably in the summer when I was like in peak partying mode, but I said something to my mom about how I don't want to go out tonight, but I can't let my supporting characters down. And it's the funniest thing, because it's just, I was in that like main character energy, right? I'm looking at my life as like, do it for the plot. Fuck it. Like, I can't let these people down. Imagine you're watching this amazing movie, and then the main character's like, yeah, guys, I'm actually not going to go after the love of my life. Like, I'm actually just gonna let them go. And then you're just like heartbroken for the rest of your life, and you never go have that like
final reuniting where, you know, you jump into each other's arms or whatever the fuck happens. Sounds super Nicholas Spark-esque, but, you know, I was this energy and this mindset that I was kind of playing into my life, and maybe I probably should have stayed home if I was really that tired and not wanting to go out, but it is still funny. And the idea of it, though, is the way that we look at the role we're playing. And so in that moment, even though it's meant to be just comedic and light and funny, I was actually acknowledging how I'm actually playing a role in everyone else's life too, because like if you've ever been in that situation where you're wanting to go out with a girlfriend and then maybe you're like going out with a group of girls or a group of guys and one person flakes and then it's kind of just a snowball effect, and suddenly the person who originally wanted to go out maybe, or they were really looking forward to it, suddenly like everyone bails and there's no one else. So then you feel obligated to maintain those plans. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but I definitely have. And it's like, if I don't go, I let them down now, and then now their night's ruined. And so, not that it's your responsibility either, but it's funny how these little choices we make can impact our lives directly. And this can be in so many different ways. But like, for example, I went to LA and I met someone really cool in the bathroom of Tom Tom. Like, what? And it wasn't like a romantic thing, but I met someone who is becoming much more pivotal in my life. And it's so cool because it's like, if I hadn't gone back into the restaurant or into the bar to go pee, then I probably would have never met them ever. And I literally left this bar, walked down the street, around the corner, and then came back around. If I had just gotten my Uber that night, whatever, right? And it's just crazy how those little decisions can compound. And so if you think of the things that either happen badly or good in our lives, but we only talk about the bad oftentimes, which is something I'm trying to change as well. If you think of all of the things and how that can compound, imagine what could happen if we take the accountability in our lives, the responsibility in our lives for the actions that we make and the choices that we take or that we have. Look at me, fucking Dr. Seuss. If we take accountability for those choices, how good life could be on our terms, right? Because like I said earlier, we can't control what's happening around us. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. And shit's gonna happen. Like, that is the thing. Like, it's not if, it's when. Shit always comes up. Life is fucking messy. It's messy and it's hard, and it's, I don't want to say equally difficult for everybody, because that's loaded with privilege. Of course, privilege is always an underlying factor here, and I never want to, you know, dismiss that. And I don't know if I even have to call that out, but I just feel the need to. It's just, it's interesting how you hear stories. Some of the most inspiring stories are of people who you think wouldn't have gotten to where they are because of where they started. And then they did. You know, they did that thing that they came out as the underdog. And everyone loves that story. And we're all rooting for that person, right? When you're hearing them tell that story, like, I used to grow up watching Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres with my mom all the time. And those talk shows, they would always bring these inspiring people on. And I thought that was so cool. And I was constantly inspired. And I'm still like that to this day. I'm always listening to podcasts and watching documentaries. And I'm so inspired by the world around us. But it, like, there's something interesting about how we don't root for ourselves the way that we root for everyone else. Isn't that interesting how we hear of this amazing story, but then tell ourselves the narrative that, well, that couldn't be me? And imagine if we flip that script, what life could look like. You know, going back to Jay Shetty and Big Sean, the episode that they did on Jay Shetty's podcast, Jay Shetty said something about how, or I think Big Sean said something about how he doesn't like to get too specific with his manifestations, because when you get so specific, then sometimes you can almost like close off the opportunities for other things. And I thought this was really fascinating because I've never really heard anyone like say it that way, or like, you know, be open about the fact that they're not super specific. Because if you hear anything about goal setting and even just how to grow on Instagram and how to grow your business. It's always niche down, get specific, right? But here he's saying, maybe don't actually. And I thought this was really cool because he's like, well, you can be specific, but always add and more, or always add other opportunities, because then, you know, you're getting specific, but there's still wiggle room for other things. And Big Sean uses this example of, let's say you want a big big blue mug, but then, you know, there's all these other mugs coming at you and you're not even noticing them because you're so fixated on this fucking big blue mug that you're not seeing the other options. And it's super random visual, but I get it, right? And it's kind of cool how just that perception can impact the things that we allow to happen in our lives. And so for me directly in this case, what kind of came me to this, like even this episode, was me recognizing some relationship patterns that I have. I've never really been in like a serious relationship, but I've had many people who I have felt for and have been interested in pursuing a relationship with. And for some reason, something hasn't worked out, whether typically I would, you know, break up with them. Sometimes I've been ghosted, but not in many cases because I typically don't even let myself get there, which is something I'm kind of working on. And I've been kind of digging into what's going on there and like, what do I even want? And I think I actually proceed with a lot more avoidance than I realized. And this was specifically talking to a girlfriend about a specific love interest that I had. And I realized that like from the get, actually in the early days, I actually kind of like shut things down when I started to really like this person, because I kind of threw out there that I want to move across the country. I was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to move across the country. And I think it kind of put a huge wall that now closed off something from happening. And the crazy thing, and I don't think that you should like not share what you want to share, but it was more of the fact that I actually had no plans at the time to move to Vancouver quite yet. And when I ended up moving to Vancouver, I didn't realize I was ending up here because I was here for 8 days and then I just like signed a lease. So it's crazy how, noticing this situation, I had told this person that like, yeah, I think I'm just going to move to Vancouver. But I did it in a way, not because I was excited about the new experience or the new location. It was putting up a wall. It was, oh, I'm really starting to like you, so now I have to create some space and some distance, not only physically, especially physically, because miles and miles apart, but also that emotional. Now I need to break whatever we're starting here because it can't go anywhere. And it's kind of fascinating. Looking back, I'm like, huh, that was kind of doomed from the get. And throughout the time speaking with this person and being in contact, there's been other moments of this within my own self. Now, they're not a fucking piece of cake either. Like, they're not perfect. But I can see why we're not together, because there's a couple of things where my role didn't help. And I don't know that I'm the complete reason why we're not boyfriend and girlfriend right now. But I definitely have a lot of responsibility to take, and I don't think I actually ever recognized it, which is kind of crazy. And this person has never brought this up to me either. It's never been this like crazy chaotic thing. But I just, you know, when you meet someone, you just know that they're like totally could be something really great, but then it just never kind of happens. And then you're like more than friends, but you're like less than in a romantic relationship. So it's this weird in between. That's kind of where I've been at with this person. And I'm like, oh, so there's actually a lot of shit here that I need to work on. And if my goal is to find a partner, I'm going to have to kind of address some of these things beforehand and kind of start preparing, because how am I supposed to expect to have an amazing and incredible relationship if I haven't been already doing some background work before I meet the person? Imagine you meet someone and then you're not ready for them. Like, you can almost self-sabotage before you even get into the relationship, because you meet someone who's so healthy for you and they're so incredible, whatever. And then you're essentially like, maybe let it go or fuck it up or whatever. And I mean, I don't believe inherently that you can fuck up what's meant for you. But I think that the role that we have, like if you meet someone and then suddenly you just like cheat on them because you're like not that I've ever done this, but I've seen other people do this, where you meet someone, you just cheat on them because like you're getting too close. And it's like, why though? And are you taking, like, you can't complain about the cycle continuing to happen. Oh my God, I always fuck this up. Oh my God, I'm so bad with relationships. If you're not doing the work to then change that cycle. It's interesting when we realize that we're the common denominator of these patterns and situations, how much not only responsibility we have to take, but then how much control we can have over the future experiences. Now, in the moment, it feels really uncomfortable, but it is literally the single-handedly the work that is involved is the thing that's keeping us from the results we're wanting in our lives, whether that is like that better relationship or that, you know, more building more wealth or having more fulfilling friendships, having a better sense of self-confidence, whatever it may be, right? And this is just something that I'm like, holy shit, like I have so much to work on in that regard. That's also going to bleed into other areas. And it's a lot, like it's a lot, trust me. I don't love it. It's not fun. But it's kind of like you either choose to stay the same or evolve. And I will always choose growth over discomfort, always. So when I say that, I mean it, but doing it still sucks. And it's going to suck, but no one can do it for you. And I think that's the tough pill that we have to swallow to continue to keep becoming and keep manifesting the life that we want and the life that we deserve. We know we deserve it. We're just keep maybe not, right? And we keep second guessing ourselves. Like, stop fucking doing that. So that is my TED Talk today on the responsibility we have over our own lives and the fact that we could be the drama. We could, in fact, be the drama, even when we don't mean to. And it's crazy the role that we play in our own lives. And once we start to accept that, how much liberating and freeing life can be. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you feel like you need someone, like a friend who could probably resonate with this podcast, send them a text, share it with them, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me. I would love, love, love the support and the sharing. So thank you always for doing that. My Instagram is at the Not So Average Batch and at For What For Who podcast. You can find us on all streaming platforms. And as always, I can't speak anymore. As always, guys, love yourself, love others, and wash your fucking hands. I'll see you next Monday and have a great week. Bye, guys.